FM.
It's been a glorious week. It's a Friday, and we look back at what a week. Beck, Cozzy and Lebo.
Guys, what a week. I don't know if it's the coming rains or the new episode of the Kardashians, but there's been a bright, young energy about the team this week. A wonderful, youthful feeling to all three of you. And nothing says youth like going to Bali.
Jetstar is resuming flights from Adelaide to Bali.
Yes!
As well.
Dig out your bintang singlet.
What's the first thing you do in Bali when you go there?
I like to go to a nice bar or something, just enjoy a couple of beers, a couple of local beers.
Gosh, that sounds like your Tinder profile.
And why'd you wink at me when you said that?
You're going to go ahead and swipe left to that one, Limo. You can enjoy your Chang beer in peace. I gotta go. Beck's on Young Talent Time.
Beck, did you have a clear dream when you were a kid?
I wanted to be on Young Talent Time.
Oh,
with Bevan.
Don't mean to burst your bubble, but the dreams of you at this point getting on Young Talent Time are fairly
remote.
Young
and has no talent.
What about old Talent Time? We're still home.
Bring it back.
Middle-aged Talent Time.
Aging gracefully, Talent Time. Doesn't look a day over 30, Talent Time. Cozzy, help me out of this one, Talent Time.
Headed up to Peterborough yesterday to do some filming. It wasn't always called Peterborough.
Oh,
it used to be called...
Yes.
Petersburg.
There were other towns that briefly changed their names, didn't they?
Correct.
They changed them back.
And on the way home from Peterborough, I intended on Googling that, but I was too lazy.
Yeah.
Didn't they change the name of Alsatian dogs as well?
Didn't...
Hang on, no, or German shepherds.
Became Alsatians, or other way around.
Oh, would have been.
Good research.
What if, in case you're tuning in for the first time, what we do on this show a lot is just guess history.
Ah, yes. Nothing says youth like making shit up and telling yourself it's probably true. Except, of course, the TikTok. Ah, it's just TikTok? Okay, radical.
This week I've been convinced, and that's right, guys, I'm now a TikToker.
Oh, no, you're not. It's like short-form videos.
Yeah, like yesterday I stuffed a big long spring roll in my mouth to see if it would fit.
That makes it a Wednesday.
as if you didn't know whether that fit.
And how many views did that TikTok get, Cos?
17,000. Only been up, 9 hours?
Yep, okay, cool. I give up! Now, we've been searching for the best mum fails SA has to offer, mainly to try encounter the sheer girth of Beck's Mum Fail back catalogue. Amy from Burton hit us with this doozy. And also, it's the one that works the best with cartoon sound effects.
Amy from Burton, what's your mum fail?
My daughter had decided to ask me to wax her legs for her. So we got it all prepped up, sat in the chair. I had hold of her leg, done the countdown. Emily, 1, 2, 3, I'm going to yank it. And as I've pulled the strip off, I've pulled it straight up and punched her fair and knocked her off the back of the chair.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
I don't know what hurt more, the punch or the wax strip.
Jeez.
Amy, did she let you finish the job or were you sacked immediately?
No, she actually let me finish, believe it or not. I just positioned myself better.
Not a word. See you on Mum Fail Monday, guys.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bet Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
It's Flashback Friday.
What we do here is go back.
Oh,
back,
it sure
back.
Is. We love a Flashback Friday. We like to reminisce on a day like today.
We do indeed, and it's been a very nostalgic week as far as memorabilia goes. Mm. We had Kim Kardashian wearing Marilyn Monroe's dress.
Mr. President dress.
The one she wore when she sang Happy Birthday, Mr. President. Diego Maradona's shirt that he wore during the 1986 World Cup sold yesterday. The most any sporting memorabilia anywhere has ever received.
Oh, I love hockey.
For an good stuff, good gear. And also for sale is the dress that Judy Garland wore in The Wizard of Oz.
Ah, that is going the white checked one.
Yes, that is going up for auction. And that is expected to break a few records as well. That'll go for... oh, probably millions of dollars, I imagine, that one. So we're asking the question.
That's a Cozzy statistic. Yeah,
that's just like what I do.
So we're asking the question this morning for Flashback Friday on 131060.
Yeah.
If you could have a piece of memorabilia from any movie, any movie, you can have anything from any movie ever, what would you have?
Okay.
What would you love in your house or in your backyard or in your garage for that matter? You know, you could choose the cop car from the Blues Brothers. That'd be fun.
Oh, Herbie the Love Bug.
Hey, oh, Herbie.
There you go. I would love to have, because I love the movie, and it would look kind of cool around the house, is the actual mask itself from the Jim Carrey movie, The Mask.
Jeez, I figured you had a sense of humor. After all.
You marry her!
I reckon that'd just be a cool bit, a cool little talking point around the house.
All right.
Rebecca Morse.
Oh, there's a couple. The Ferrari from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and a little bit smaller scale, one of my favourite movies, Lost in Translation with Bill Murray and Scarlett Johansson. I want that little pink wig that she wears in Japan.
Yes, hot. It's a good wig. Give us a call on 131060. What would you like, Coz?
Won't mean a whole lot to many people, but there's a movie called 8 Seconds. It's about bull riding.
Yeah.
Bulls are running down the hill. The Lane Frost hat from that would be great. Or actually anything from the movie. One of the bulls.
One of the bulls.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, you know what else I'd love? From Titanic, mm-hmm. you know, Kate Winslet floats off on that part of the ship at the end. Mm-hmm. I'd love that bit of the ship. Oh. Just so I could prove to people that there's room for two people.
I'll never let go. I promise.
Yes, you will. Yes,
she did let go. And also, why did he have to drown?
So
they should have tossed a coin. That's so unfair.
Billy down in the southeast, which bit of movie memorabilia would you like?
I love Rodney Dangerfield's golf bag out of the Moody Canyon.
Oh, yes.
Good choice.
One of the greats.
Yeah, good.
Actually, I wouldn't mind the gopher from Caddyshack.
Yeah, that's a good movie. Steve from Elizabeth, what's your movie memorabilia? Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've got to have Tom Cruise's jacket out of Top Gun.
Oh, yeah.
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 Can you believe that Cozzy hasn't seen that, Steve?
No, I can't. I was going to say it's a bit disappointing.
Yeah.
I wish you'd catch up for a beer, mate, and watch it.
Oh, I've got the DVD. I've watched it many times.
Yeah, and Steve, no doubt you'll be watching Top Gun 2 as soon as it hits cinemas. Thank you, mate. Tanya in Trop Park. Any bit of movie memorabilia from any film, what would you like?
Karate Kid. I would like Daniel LaRusso's headband.
Oh, yes.
That's a good
one. The bandana? Yeah.
Yes.
How much do you reckon if that sold at auction, Tanya, that would get?
Look,
it probably... God. Over $1 million, surely.
Yeah, I reckon.
Had to sweat.
I suspect whoever's got it would sell it to you in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I don't think it'd be worse, Tanya. I was going to say 20,000.
Good one.
You can probably find out. We'll Google it. We'll find out.
Nice one. And your mission, Cozzy, should you choose to accept it, go and watch Top Gun.
I was just thinking then, if the Top Gun 2 is coming out, I think that might pressure me into watching Top Gun 1. Yeah. Might do them both in one night.
There you go.
You can be my wingman anytime.
Top Gun marathon coming up.
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
A Virgin Atlantic flight from Heathrow to New York was forced to turn around and go back to London when the captain was having a chat with his first officer and realised the first officer hadn't quite finished his qualifications to be a pilot. Slight oversight.
A simple misunderstanding.
Yes, I don't know how that happened.
When he said to him... It was on a Virgin flight, right?
Yeah.
He said, are you a Virgin pilot? And he said, yes.
Oh!
You've
gone early.
I mean, how did he discover that he was not qualified enough?
Well, I think they were just having a conversation during the flight. Yeah, and he went, hang on a sec, you're not quite one.
Finished
and they
yet.
Turned the plane around. Mind you, though, I've managed to get my hands on some exclusive audio.
Yeah, God, what? Like that.
Yeah, I know. I've got some really great contacts. And I've got my hands on some exclusive audio.
Yeah.
I've got to say, the signs were there early.
Really?
Like right from when the pilots got into the cockpit, the proper pilot should have realised that the co-pilot was not up to it. I mean, you judge for yourselves.
Okay, all right, here we go. Hiya, Brian, is it?
Yeah, how are you going?
I'm Steve.
How many times have you done this before, Steve?
This will be my 400th flight across the Atlantic.
The Atlantic?
The Atlantic Ocean to New York.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Hey, do you want to make the welcome announcement to the passengers?
Okay, sure. What sort of things do you normally like to say?
Just flight details. Wish them all the best.
Okay. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. This is your person in the cockpit. The driver. Pilot. Co-pilot. This is a Virgin Airways flight to New York. Good luck.
Nice and short.
Hey, do you know what all these buttons do?
Yes. You good to go, Brian? You okay?
Yeah. Hey, I've got a flying playlist. Let me just plug it in. Or we could go with this.
I prefer a quiet cockpit.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Do you want to take the lead on the safety checks?
Okay. What's your vector, Victor?
I'm Steve.
Do we have clearance?
My name is Steve.
Roger.
Are you just quoting lines from Flying High?
Hey, just to confirm, as co-pilot, I pretty much just watch you do it, yeah?
We're a team. We fly it together.
Is this a manual or an automatic?
We switched to automatic pilot shortly after takeoff.
Oh, thank God.
I'll be back in a sec.
Where are you going?
You want a beer? So I think there were signs there early that it wasn't going to work.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bet Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
It's time for SAFM's Secret Sound. Yep, I'm bringing it back. I haven't even cross-checked this with anyone else. It starts with Rebecca Morse and Limo, you guys competing against each other. Can anyone please tell me what TV show this sounds from?
It's RBT.
Well done, Limo, you're spot on. We love watching it as a family, and when we're watching RBT, the kids and I all yell out guesses at whether we think they're going to be over or under, and if we think they're going to be over, we have to yell out by how much. So whenever this is, like, happening, this noise, I'm like, it's like watching Price is Right. 0.05, definitely. But I don't know. I don't know whether it's good for kids or bad for kids. Part of me thinks it's good because you're kind of educating them about not drinking.
I think educating them about the evils of drink driving is a good thing.
You might have missed it last night, and if you did, I better take you for a quick run through the show because I also love it when the coppers are talking to the people that they've pulled over. It completes my life. Right, let's get into it. First up on the show, we meet Troy.
Quarry worker Troy says he only had two schooners but blew almost double the legal limit. He puts it down to being a clean skin.
Now, Troy reckons he's only had a couple. My family instantly called BS on Troy. He blew over the limit by double, but that's terrible. But Troy's excuse to the police officer was horrendous.
I'm new to drinking beers. That's probably why I've gone over, to be honest.
I'm new to drinking beer. I'm new. So, Troy, you're new to drinking beer, so you thought you'd have a few and drive?
All right, next up, let's have a look at 26-year-old Christy. Now, Christy was on her way to a wedding, but she thought she'd have a couple of little cheeky drinks at home.
Oh,
and she got done for drinking too much rosé wine, which when Christy came up, my wife loves rosé wine, as do you, Beck. My wife's ears pricked up. This is Christy's excuse.
I thought it was fine. I do pour my rosé. It's pretty big.
What'd you say?
I do pour my rosé. It's pretty big.
And she's driven to...
A wedding.
She's going to a wedding.
What, so she wasn't going to not drink at the wedding and then drive home?
She had some pre's by herself. Oh, I don't know. I'm not the one getting interrogated here, Limo.
Sure.
You saved those questions for Christy. My family and I are just thinking, what a dumbass is Christy. And then...
Drink and drive.
And I thought, just when I thought it couldn't get any dumber, the police officer dropped this line.
What were you drinking?
Rosé.
What's that wine, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, officer. Come and have a drink with Sam and I. We'll show you what rosé is.
All right, next
That's
up.
Wine.
Next up, they pulled over this 18-year-old who was just behind the eight ball, this fella.
Just need to have a chat about a couple of things, okay? You're a red pea plater. You haven't got your pea plates on. Is there any reason why you don't have those on?
Yeah, they must have blown off on the wind.
They must have blown off in the wind.
That's as good as excuse as I've heard. Why do these people agree? Because we know when you're being filmed, you have to agree to go on TV.
Yep.
All these people have clearly agreed. Yes. Why?
I forgot to add that Christy, the rosé lover, is also a driving instructor.
What?
Which she admits on the show. I don't understand. Anyway, back to our young fella who was saying that his pee plates must have blown off. Now, the reason the cops pulled him over was because, get this, he had homemade number plates that he coloured in Texter on his car. Take a listen.
What can you tell me about your front number plate there? It's just...
Oh, yeah.
Is that something you've just made up yourself?
Yeah, I've had to make another one up.
Was the number plate like Legend 21 or something?
The cop looked over this guy's car. It wasn't good.
What's the rest of the car like? You've got a bit of a crack through your windscreen there and it's all in pretty ordinary condition, isn't it?
Yeah. It gets me A to B, but...
A to B, yeah.
Right. So he says to the cop, oh, yeah, it gets me from A to B, but... And then his mate in the passenger seat yells out, barely.
Thanks for your support.
Great. Okay, we're running out of time. Finally, a guy who eventually tested positive to driving under the influence of meth, which is absolutely terrible. He gave us comment of the night. Just before he got drug tested by the police officer, the policeman asked him this question.
Do you use any illicit substances?
Not that I'm aware of.
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Moms of Adelaide, it's time.
It's more than just another Mum Fail Monday.
It's Mother's Day this Sunday. I guess you blokes have got presents for your mums and your wives.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
All over it.
I took the kids to get an ice cream last night, and they said those words that every father fears, because it was just me and the girls. Hey, Daddy, what are we going to do for Mum for Mother's Day? Oh, dear.
And on Monday morning, we have our special Mum Foul Monday breakfast. We're going to get lots of you in here to have mimosas with us. And we're giving away 5 one-night staycations in a luxury suite at Ridges, all for sharing your Mum Fouls with us on safm.com.au. We've had some absolute doozies. I'm feeling so much better about myself, guys, to be honest.
No, we've had so many entries.
Like Mel. Mel, what's your Mum Foul?
Oh, hey there. I forgot to send my daughter with food for her first day of school.
Oh no. So what did they do, Mel?
Well, after the whole mum fail, you know, I feel like the worst mum in the world after that phone call that I got saying she didn't have food. I felt awful. So I did live around the corner. I was able to drop her off some food. But honestly, for about a week after that school drop-off, she'd say to me, Mum, did you pack my lunch?
And you want to make a good first impression with the teacher as well in reception.
Yes, and she's telling all her friends, my mum forgot my lunch.
Yeah, the poor thing.
I think it's all the excitement of the first day, you're taking photos, you know, you're sending them to family, and just the excitement, and it's so busy in the morning. I know you know that bit, but...
We understand that you're very excited, but maybe one less photo and, you know, maybe one more sandwich.
I bet she's been well fed ever since, yeah?
Oh, I'm at the shops now just waiting in the car park. So I normally go to the supermarket as soon as I drop them off from school.
Good on you, Mel.
That's a great one. Thanks, Mel. Thanks for making me feel better.
Thank you.
Kirby in the southeast, what's your mum fail?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
So I was trying to keep my kids entertained while I was in the bathroom, you know, getting organized, doing whatever I was doing. And at the time, my daughter was playing with new pads out of the drawer. And I was like, oh, whatever. Do you know how it is? And she was opening them and she stuck one to my leg. And then I'd actually gone to the supermarket with it on me.
Oh, no.
God. It's like that ad where the guy stuck them on his wrists.
So I had a lovely gentleman. He was like, excuse me, love. You have something on you. And he was so kind about it. And I was so embarrassed. But I laugh about it now, obviously, because it was hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. It wasn't an overnight one, was it? It wasn't one of those thick surfboard ones.
No, it was a small one. Thank God for that.
Oh, gosh, what a blessing.
Thanks, Kirby. That's a good one.
Yeah, nice.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bet Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
I want to delve into my private life, if I may, for just a second.
Do you have
to? But I want
to
start on yours. If I may ask, okay. You don't have to answer this question, by the way. I just want to say that, and I'm honest about that. I don't care if you go, I don't want to talk about that.
Mm.
What age were you when you first kissed a girl or boy.
Okay, it's a proper kiss.
Last Wednesday, Limo.
Yeah, the day after my wedding day. I would say, I'm guessing a bit, but 13.
Do you remember the moment well?
12 or 13?
Wow, you were young. I was 15, almost 16, and I rushed it because I thought I would be sweet 16 and never been kissed.
Oh, really? Right. You brought it forward?
I brought it forward.
We're just talking about a kiss, though, right?
Yes.
The kiss.
Yeah, well, mate, slow down, big fella.
Yeah, no, I'm guessing, but I'm going to say 13.
Mm. Wow. No, I was on the shelf.
Yeah, I was very late. I was nearly 17.
Yeah, right.
Do you know what sucks looking back, and I think of this often, there was a girl at school, Leanne Wilcock, and her and I were very close. Very close. And Leanne and I would catch up every Friday, and she was one of the hottest girls at school. Mm-hmm. And this is, we were friends from year... 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever. A very close friendship. Mm. She'd come around to my house and we'd bake cakes together and stuff like that. We'd go for big walks.
She got your soft spot early.
And looking back, I'm very confident that I loved Leanne. However, Leanne loved a lot of other boys that weren't named me. Anywho, but we were very close friends throughout. So it hurt me deeply when Leanne had other boyfriends, yet we still, hung out together.
You were in the friend zone.
I was massively in the friend zone. And I would hear from her all about the things that she was getting up to and the people that she was dating and stuff like that. Aww. And deep down in my heart, I would always think I wished that I was that guy.
Mm.
Anywho, one day, Leanne was between boyfriends.
Are you okay?
this is actually a very sad moment in my life.
Okay.
I was with Leanne and we used to walk through the train station to go to the main street of Canina stuff.
Mm.
And she used to love a shoulder massage. So Yeah, I don't know. This is.
Oh dear.
I would massage your shoulders even at school during lunch and stuff.
I feel like Leanne was using you.
I feel like Leanne was well across this arrangement.
Yeah. Oh.
So one time we were going in the railway station, and we quite often stopped because kids were just hanging out in the railway station, and I was just massaging her shoulders. It was a Friday night. It was dark. It was like 8:30, and I was saying to Leanne, I was about 15 and a half, and I said to her how disappointed I was that at 15 and a half, I still hadn't kissed anyone. And, you know, she goes, don't worry, you'll find someone. There'll be someone out there for you. Mm-hmm. And then I maybe went on about it a little bit too much because she turns around to me and says, hey, if you want to know what it's like to kiss someone, I'm able to just pass you now if you want.
Oh, a charity pass.
So this is your first kiss?
It should have been, Limo. So you're right. It was a charity pash. Yeah. So, but I'll never forget that offer. And as she turned around and looked at me, and I'm massaging her shoulders, we were ready to kiss. Mm. Well, she was, and I certainly was well overdue. Anyway, it gets even sadder because I said, "Oh no, mate, you're all right."
Oh, no, mate, you're right. This is a woman you've been massaging her shoulders for how long?
No, years.
You wanted it to be real and mean something to both of you.
Back then I did.
Did he?
But I tell you this, as a 42-year-old man, I think about that moment once a month and I kick myself. So I say to any young buck that's out there, if there is ever an offer of a kiss, you take it, because one day you'll be married and you'll look back at Leanne Woolcock and you'll think, I should have stuck my tongue down her throat.
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Well, I have a dad fail, actually. My husband has recently turned 50. So, Limo, you might be able to relate to some of the cognitive disintegration.
I can remember what that was like for the young whippersnapper.
So, obviously, we have three daughters. Mm. And we were sitting around the breakfast table the other morning and we were discussing how the girls got their names, which is a little bit odd that we've never actually told them who they were named after. But it came up for some reason. Grace is obvious, it's just a classic name that we liked. Mm-hmm. And Mila is named after the actress Mila Jovovich.
Who's that?
I'm not across Mila Jovovich.
What was she in? Well, we Googled it. And Frankie is named after Claudia Carvin's character in Love My Way, a great Australian drama. Yes. So we were telling the girls this. And again, everyone was like, who's Mila Jovovich? So James gets out his phone, which he shouldn't have had at the table just quietly.
Yeah.
They're naughty, James.
Naughty. And so he Googles Mila, M-I-L-L-A, our middle child, our 10... No, she's 13.
Have you just undermined the point of what you're about to say to us?
So put it in, found the pictures, found the movies she's in, and then lifts his phone and starts chatting about the name Mila to Frankie, the child, the 10-year-old. And she's really confused because she's just been told she's named after a character in a television show.
Yeah, and she's been telling all her friends her name's Frankie.
And she can see that he's put into Google Mila and she knows that's not her name, but it's like, well, it's her dad. He must know what he's talking
about. But he's talking to Frankie like Frankie's Mila.
Yes, he's completely.
Does anyone in the house correct him or you just let him go?
We were all confused. I'm like, maybe I can't see what he's showing her. Maybe he's got a picture of Frankie from Love My Way. And then Frankie goes, Dad, that's not me. I'm Frankie. that's Mila. And he was like, yes. And then he just quickly turned to Mila and did the whole spiel again.
The poor old guy. He's fallen apart. We've just got a glimpse into the old folks' home in 40 years'
what
time,
do you
haven't
caused
we?
It?
I think the other day when him and I were out with you and he introduced you to someone as Jane Doyle, I thought, I don't know.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
We're about to talk love languages, guys. And I must admit, after working with you guys for a couple of years, I can't believe we've never talked love languages. Because I talk love languages all the time.
Hang on, what do you mean? What is a love language?
Okay, so basically 30 years ago, if you've heard of it, there was a book.
No, I've never heard of love languages.
You've never heard of it? That broke down 5 love languages. So it basically quantifies how you like to give love in a relationship and how you want that love to be returned to you.
Okay.
Now, the reason we're talking about it, it's come up. A life coach has said that these love languages can actually be harmful because you can use them to justify your bad behavior and say, well, can't help it. That's my love language. All right. So I'm going to tell you the 5 and I'm going to guess which ones you are.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay. This is what you look for in a partner. Quality time, acts of service, words of affirmation, gift giving, and physical touch. Andrew Costello, physical touch for you.
Physical touch, I do love.
I don't know about you, Limo. I reckon you would like words of affirmation.
Yes, 100%. Absolutely.
Okay. Hey, what's words of affirmation? That you look great.
You want reassurance. I want reassurance. And feedback.
That you're
loved.
You're great.
You're great and I love you.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll give you them to you again and you guess what I like. Quality time, acts of service, words of affirmation, gift giving.
Oh, these are the five categories.
Yes.
Oh, right. You are either gift giving or words of affirmation. I like
acts of service. I want you to bring me things. I want you to do things for me. Oh. I want you to make my breakfast and make life easier for me. That's what I want. But I think my love language that I give to other people is gift giving. I like to buy things for people and say, here, you have that. I know. I saw this. I thought you'd like it. Have it.
Right.
That's,
go and make me breakfast.
Go and make me breakfast.
Can you read the five again? So you fit into one of these five things.
Yeah, but that can be different. So what you give in a relationship versus what you want to receive can be two different categories.
Hit me with the five.
Okay. Quality time, acts of service, words of affirmation, gift giving, physical touch.
Yeah.
So you like to receive physical touch, but how do you think you show your love? I reckon acts of service because you drive Sam around.
Oh, sorry. Is it how you show love or what you want?
Both. Both.
I'm so confused.
So you can have
I just want someone to hold me.
So you want physical touch, but how you show your love and your love language, I reckon it's probably acts of service. Mm. You like to do things for Sam to like drive her around and stuff.
And what's James?
James would be quality time, I reckon. I think he just likes time
quality
and
time.
Attention.
And does he get those things from his good lady wife?
Here's a tip. When I'm lying, my voice goes high.
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
It's Limo's legend and loser of the week.
Beck, any nominations this week for Legend of the
Week? Oh, I can't go past the Met Gala. I loved all the frocks. Kim Kardashian for wearing Marilyn's outfit. And Blake Lively was B.O.G. for me.
She does very well, doesn't she, Blake Lively? I'm going to nominate the weather because I love cold weather.
Do you really?
I love it when it's raining and it's cold.
What do you love about the cold weather?
I don't know. I'm just in my happy place. When it's cold outside and raining, so
give me summer and my pins.
Yay for the weather! But our legend of the week, well, I cannot go past Tom Cruise. We're all pumped for Top Gun 2. He's 60 years old. He looks about 25, but he flew a chopper himself.
Oh, he flew it himself.
He flew it. I saw it land. I thought there was a pilot.
He was the pilot of the chopper. Oh. He choppered himself.
Oh, that's hot.
To his
Yeah.
It really is. Tom Cruise choppered himself to his own movie launch. I mean, seriously, that is peak Tom Cruise.
And I bet when he got out, he didn't duck down.
No.
Didn't have to.
No, he's short enough. He actually walked under the chopper.
He was even jumping up and he was fine.
Now on to losers of the week. Cos, any nominations?
Oh, well, of course, tonight, Port take on the Bulldogs. Get along and support them. Mm-hmm. Rug up and get to the local footy there tonight. But Xavier Dersma, our lad, he came in and the poor bugger. I don't want to call him a loser as such, but this did happen.
Xavier Dersma in the studio this morning with a brand new puffer jacket.
Mm. Yes.
And how did we know that it was a brand new puffer jacket, Dave?
Well, thank you to you, Beck. You pointed out that it was brand new because I still had the tag on it.
Bless.
There we go. Good on you, Zane. Hopefully you get to run tonight at Adelaide Oval. Reserve Bank gets a nomination for putting interest rates up.
Ah, boo.
The dude who bought $1 million supercar and then crashed it because he couldn't drive a manual. Just amuses me. Ham sandwiches get a nomination. They've had a tough week.
Yeah. Bad day to be a ham sandwich.
The journalists in this election campaign who keep going for gotcha moments.
Yeah.
Seriously, Albo got caught out yesterday with another gotcha moment.
The 6-point plan for the NDIS, that's a lot of detail to just have to be able to bring to hand.
Exactly. But Albo fumbled around with his response. He should have taken the lead from Adam Bandt.
Google it, mate. I mean, I am sick. If you want to know, why people are turning off politics.
Yeah, right there. Google it, mate. It's a good response. But our loser of the week, well, it is the dude who attacked Dave Chappelle on stage. Oh, that's who I'm giving it to. That is, since when did comedians become the bad guys? Is this going to be a thing now? Is this going to be like a
TikTok bet where you run on the stage and tackle a comedian. I bet this starts happening. Just don't.
If you want to bring two burly security guards into the studio with you every morning to protect yourself, that would be okay.
I will indeed. Beck, Cozzy and Limo. SAFM.